Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on Roughneck, Jungle Breakbeat Balance and Arrangement. Today we're building a short drum and bass section that feels tight, loud, and properly controlled. The big idea is simple. In Jungle and DNB, the breakbeat has to hit hard, the sub has to stay clean, and the FX have to push the energy forward without turning the whole track into mush. If you get those three things right, even a small loop can sound like a real drop. We're going to work at 170 BPM, which is a great starting point for Jungle and modern darker DNB. Fast enough to feel urgent, but still easy to manage while you're learning. First, set up a clean session. Create one Audio track for your main break, one track for sub bass, one MIDI track for a res or mid bass texture, one audio track for FX and atmospheres, and two return tracks. Use one return for reverb and one for delay. Also keep stock tools ready like EQ8, drum bus, saturator, utility, auto filter, reverb, echo, and compressor. And here's a good habit right away. Name your tracks clearly. In drum and bass, speed matters. If your session is organized, you'll make better choices faster. Now let's get the breakbeat in place. Drag in a classic break or a jungle style loop. You want something with ghost notes, snare movement, and a little bit of attitude. Open the clip and check the warp settings. Set warp mode to beats, and try a transient friendly setting if the break is punchy. The goal is to keep the groove locked to the grid without killing the swing. A really important beginner tip here is not to overcorrect the break. If you quantize everything perfectly, the break can lose the human feel that makes jungle exciting. You want it tight, but still alive. Keep the break a little conservative in level before processing. If needed, high pass it gently with EQ8 around 30 to 40 Hz to remove useless low rumble. If the source is wide or messy, use utility to keep things centered and controlled. Next, reinforce the break with a little kick and snare support if needed. The key word is support, not replacement. We're not trying to erase the character of the break. We're just helping it hit harder. Use a clean kick on the strongest downbeats, and if the snare needs more punch, layer a simple snare or clap on the backbeats. You can do this with simpler or drum rack. Then send the whole drum group through a gentle chain. Start with EQ8 to clean up the low end. High pass below roughly 25 to 30 Hz. If the snare feels boxy, try a small dip somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus with just a little drive and light crunch. You want density, not destruction. After that, use compressor only as a gentle glue tool. Keep the attacks low enough that the transients stay sharp. This is one of the biggest drum and bass lessons you can learn. The groove gets its power from clarity, not just loudness. Now let's build the sub bass. For a beginner DNB sub, simple is strong. Use operator or wave eatable and make a clean sine-based sub. In operator, oscillator can be the sine wave, with a simple envelope and very little extra movement. Keep it mostly mono with utility. The main thing to remember is that the sub has to make room for the drums. It should sit under the kick, not fight it. If your bassline is too busy, the whole track starts feeling slower, even if the tempo is high. Try a pattern with just 2 to 4 notes at first. Long-held notes can work really well for rollers or darker sections. Or you can use a call-and-response idea where the bass hits, then leave space for the break to speak. That space matters. In jungle and DNB, negative space is part of the rhythm. Now add a mid-bass or res layer for character. This is where the section gets darker and more modern. In wave-eatable, choose a sol-based or harmonically rich source, add a bit of detune, and filter it so it doesn't crowd the top end. Then shape it with auto-filter, saturator, and EQ8. The bass split is important. Keep the sub separate and mono, and let only the mid-layer spread a little if needed. A common mistake is widening the whole bass. That weakens the low end and makes the track less stable. A good starting point is to keep the filter somewhere in the low-mid range and add just enough saturation to give it edge. If the 200 to 350 Hz zone gets muddy, cut a bit there. You want motion and grit, but you still need the break to stay in front. Now we're moving into the FX area, which is where the arrangement starts to breathe. Set up your return tracks. On return A, put reverb. On return B, put echo. Keep both of them filtered so they don't clog the low end. That means low cutting the reverb and delay, especially for drum and bass. You want the space, not the mud. Use the reverb for depth on snare hits, FX hits, and atmospheres. Use the echo for little throws at the end of phrases. A tiny echo on the last snare, before a transition, can sound massive if you use it sparingly. And that's a key teacher note here. Use FX to signal form, not to fill every empty gap. A quick reverse hit, a noise burst, or an echo throw works best when it marks the start or end of a phrase. Let's arrange the section. Build an 8-bar loop first. In bars 1 and 2, bring in the break and a filtered version of the bass so the energy starts controlled. In bars 3 and 4, let the groove open up and feel full. In bar 5, create a small fill or a quick drum dropout. In bars 6 and 7, bring the groove back with a little variation. Then in bar 8, use an FX moment to push into the next section. That's a very classic DNB arrangement idea. Tension, release, and then a small switch up. Automation is your best friend here. Use auto filter on the bass, and slowly open it over 4 bars if you want the section to grow. Then, before a fill or transition, close it slightly or pull the bass down for a beat. You can also automate the reverb send on the last snare before a new phrase, then cut it back quickly so the next bar stays punchy. And remember, automate less than you think. Small changes often sound more professional than huge dramatic sweeps. Now add your transition FX. A simple riser can be made from white noise, a reversed cymbal, or a synth sound with an opening auto filter sweep. You can reverse a sound, automate the filter upward, and cut it right before the drop so it doesn't smear the impact. Add a short impact on the phrase change, and maybe one reverse hit before the snare comes back in. Keep these effects short and focused. If your FX have too much low end, they'll compete with the sub and weaken the drop. The top end is where most of the transition energy should live. At this point, listen to the whole loop and start balancing. Mute the bass and listen to the drums alone. Then mute the drums and listen to the bass alone. Ask yourself which one is carrying the groove. In jungle and DNB, the break should feel alive and articulate. The sub should feel solid and controlled, and the FX should only appear when they're doing a job. Also check mono compatibility on the bass with utility. Keep the sub centered. If the master is clipping, pull the channels down a little and rebalance from there. Don't assume louder is better. In this genre, clarity is power. A useful test is this. If you can still clearly hear the snare detail and the sub line when all the FX are muted, your balance is probably in a good place. If the FX are too loud, they should feel exciting only at the transition, not all the time. One more important point, leave some moments dry. If every snare and every fill is drenched in reverb, the groove loses bite. Dry contrast makes wet FX feel bigger. That contrast is a huge part of the Roughneck jungle sound. If you want to push things a little further, try making 2 versions of the break. Keep one clean and make another one with extra saturation or a little resampling grit. Then switch between them across different sections. That keeps the energy moving without needing tons of new samples. You can also try a tension bar. Right before drop or switch up, thin out the break, remove the sub for a beat and let a snare echo or noise layer carry the moment. Then snap everything back in. That kind of negative space can hit way harder than a big overdone riser. So here's the core takeaway from this lesson. In Roughneck Jungle and DNB, the breakbeat, sub, and transition cue are the 3 priorities. If those are strong, everything else is decoration. Keep the break clear and punchy. Keep the sub mono and simple. Use FX to mark the arrangement. And shape the section in 4-bar and 8-bar phrases so it feels like a real club track. If you do that, even a beginner loop can sound heavy, confident, and properly arranged. For practice, try building a 16-bar drop sketch. Use 1 break, 1 sub, 1 mid bass, and just 3 FX events total. 1 riser, 1 impact, and 1 echo throw. Make bar 8 and bar 16 feel different using only automation and edits. Then export it, listen on headphones and speakers, and ask yourself 1 question. Does the drop breathe? If it does, you're on the right path. That's your Roughneck Jungle Breakbeat Balance and Arrangement lesson in Ableton Live 12. Keep it tight, keep it gritty, and let the groove do the talking.